Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama ko ngayon si Val Smith Orr mula Zambales. At congratulations, Val Smith, for the Order of Australia Medal Awardee for International Community through Service to International Community through Nursing.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm still walking on air. It was a wonderful, marvelous award. I was nominated by some colleagues from Melbourne. And I can't believe it really did happen. And it happened here in the ambassador's residence in Manila. And I'm the first person in the 75-year history of the Philippines and Australian diplomatic accord to have received that. Isn't that amazing?
I would have thought, what took them so long, isn't it?
I don't know. Maybe nobody, you know, I only became known, you know, a while ago. I've been here a long time, but people didn't really know what I was doing until now, you know.
I know, 15 years in Zambales, as residing in Zambales.
And before that, in Zambales. But we go to other places, but we can't go to other places right now because of lockdown, of course. But we go to Cebu, we go to Zamboanga. We've got patients in Zamboanga, Mindanao. We bring them back here to treat them here.
You are a burn specialist.
Correct, yes.
And this is what led you to the Philippines, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it did really. I used to come here before Pinatubo erupted. I was part of a medical team that would come over and do cleft lip and palate surgery for the children. And I was always shocked at the number of burns we saw. And our mission really wasn't to do with burns, but because I was a specially trained burns nurse, they let me help people and look after people. But it got to the stage where I thought, gosh, we need more, you know, we need to do more. So yeah, that's sort of how I ended up here. I was supposed to go to India, but it didn't happen.
Your fate led you to Zambales.
It did indeed, and it led me to this beautiful little rural town called Castillejos, which is the home of the former president, Mag Saysay.
And now and your
home. His ancestral home is here. It's now my home, yes. So I'm very happy to be here. And but we serve the community, not just in Zambales. We serve further, you know, we serve all over the Philippines. If we can get them here, we get them here, you know.
And you were telling me the story about how you're renting a place and how you had to build a clinic from your kitchen to a bahay kubo to a former storage place.
Yeah, bahay kubo. I started off because I didn't have a proper clinic, but people kept bringing their babies to me with burns and things like that. And I'm thinking, oh, gosh, you know. So anyway, my church mates from Queensland sent money, and we built literally a Baha'i Kubo, and it was called the Kubo Clinic. We still have it. It's still here. It was built in, 2008, and it's still going strong. And all I had was a plastic table and this Baha'i Kubo, which has got seats built into it. And I used to put a clean tablecloth every time we had a patient, and the kids used to be on the table, you know. I mean, that it was pretty bohemian. But it worked, you know.
Creativity.
So that's how I started off. Yes, very Filipino.
If I'm not mistaken, you look after a lot of burns patients.
Yes, sad to say, but yes, we do. We average around probably, I'm just trying to think from last year, maybe around 150 cases a year. 150 cases a year, big cases, yeah.
And, if I'm
and we're only a small place, you know. And I'm very happy to say that many of our local hospitals do actually let me know that they have a burns patient now, after so many years, and they will allow me to take care of them. And if they can, they'll be allowed to come to me. Sometimes I have to go to the local hospital, but that's all right too. We have a massive, you know, mobile bag with all our gear in. So, yeah.
And I
so,
heard
it's a lot. It's a lot of cases.
I heard the story about a Filipino linesman.
Internet line. Yes, unfortunately, that poor man got electrocuted.
And
we've had three, actually. From last July, we had three major electrocutions, all young men, all under 30.
They weren't insured, and they didn't have cover. And you looked after them. What was
I did. We did. We did. Me, myself, rather, and Evelyn, my head nurse. And I can't forget, we have a beautiful lady, Atty Marie, who I call my PA because she does everything. She runs out and buys medicines for us, and she sweeps up and she cleans the clinic after every patient. And, yeah, and she's a very big part of our life. She's been with us for 12 years. So she's like another family member. Everybody becomes part of the family here.
And those three major burns patients, yeah. How long did it take you to nurse them and care for them and bring them back to pink of health?
A long time. On average, it can take anything up to 3 months to heal the skin because we don't have the luxury, shall we say, of skin grafting. And these guys, they couldn't go to any, there's a burns unit in Manila, but they couldn't get to Manila. They couldn't pay for anything. And so I was their option, you know. But we healed them usually in about 2 to 3 months. But the post-healing care, the burn scar management care, goes on for basically up to 2 years, and we have to prevent keloids and contractures. That actually starts from day one, the contracture prevention. And that's, we get a lot of cases who have not had treatment at all. They've somehow healed by themselves, but they have terrible contractures, and that's where we bring in ANZ Interplast and Children First Foundation.
And so you get
help together.
So you get help from Australia as well. You've organized that they come to the Philippines every now and then to help you with the bigger cases.
Yes, when there's a really serious case, and we've had several sort of pretty massive cases, they've all been girls actually so far, and it's just not possible to operate on them here in when the ANZ Interplast team come, even though the hospital is lovely, but there isn't the facilities that they need for that surgery. You know, it's massive, massive surgery. So we organise to get permission for them to fly, to get special medical visas. We work together with the Children First Foundation, which is based in Melbourne. And their children's retreat is in Kilmore. Then, and my brother's in Kilmore too. And then they work with surgeons, but predominantly with the Sydney Concord surgeon for the burns reconstructive surgery.
In the Philippines, you don't have the ability to do skin grafting. So I'm imagining it takes a lot of patience and strength from your end to treat the person who is in horrible pain.
Yes. Well, we one of the things we do is my big thing is on having pain relief, you know, because if you're in pain, you it's terrible, you know, it can have a terrible effect on you. And so the thing we do is we get the best pain relief we can get for the children. And I have doctors here who help with that. Now, we can get skin grafting from hospitals who have that facility, but the cost of that is way, way beyond our little clinic. You know, it can cost as much as 500,000 pesos for skin grafting. It's just, we just can't do it, you know. But what we do is we do burns treatment where we wrap a burn up we do what are called fully occlusive dressings, and we actually use medical grade, properly, specially sterilized Manuka honey dressings. Oh. Not the Manuka honey you buy in jars from your health food shop. That's not that, right? That's not the same. This is FDA approved Manuka honey, original 100% Manuka honey from New Zealand, which is infused into special dressings. And we cover the patient with those, and then we cover them with special other big, thick, heavy-duty dressings. Sometimes they look like the Pillsbury Dough Man, you know, or the Michelin Man when they've got all the bandages on. But we actually leave that for anything up to 5 days. And then when we remove the dressings with pain relief, their skin has already started to heal. So and then we do it again. So we don't change dressings every day or twice a day, which is the norm. Here, we don't do that. We do the international standard, and generally can take, you know, if you get a what we call a partial thickness burn, that can be healed within 14 days and no scars. But the deeper Amazing. The burn, the longer it takes to heal, the more scars, the more peklak.
Apart from burns, you also do, what's the other B?
we do bulate. We do polga. Because so many kids here have poga, you know, have bulate. Then the worm, which actually isn't in Australia. We don't have this worm in Australia. It's called Ascariasis, the roundworm.
Yes.
Not a native of Australia at all. It's very much a native of here. And I had never seen them before till I came here. And, they cause a lot of malnutrition. And sadly, they have been several deaths with children who've had worm infestation, and they've become very ill, and they haven't been able to treat them. So what we do is we do deworming, we do purga, we go out to villages, we take all our gear with us, and then they'll come back here, and we do them regularly. We have a school that we do, a school for our beautiful Aita children. There's 165 kids there. The school was built by some missionary friends of mine. It's all free for them. And we go there every 6 months and deworm the kids and the parents and the staff. So, yeah. So that's the other one of the B's. The other B in triple B is Bingot. We facilitate getting the children who are born with cleft lip and palate their surgery.
Like, share, and comment. Sundan SBS Filipino sa Facebook.